Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for staying with us. You just tuned in. We're glad you did that. You're going to be too. You've been listening already. You know we consider you one of the highly intelligent members of the human race. Thank you very much for that. Ivan Meisner is our guest. Dr. Ivan Meisner is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the CEO of Business Network International. That's BNI. You've heard me talk about that many times before. Even when Ivan isn't here, I talk about it sometimes. It's an outstanding organization that's helping people. You know what they do, folks? You heard me talk about putting good people with good people. One of the things I like to do as an individual is I like the opportunity, I like having the opportunity to put good people with good people. Well, these guys do this professionally, and as they get together, and it's just like, you know, what I just said on, think about that, what I just said on steroids globally, and the guy who thought all this up is our good friend Ivan Meisner. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And,
yeah, it's good to be back.
And by the way, folks, Ivan is the author of so many books. I have to have a wheelbarrow to take them to the, bring them to the studio. Masters of Success, Masters of Sales, Masters of Networking, Truth or Delusion, on and on. That's just like, that's like half of or a third of the ones he's written. Ivan, today we're going to talk about something. You want to talk about something a little bit of a different wrinkle from what we ordinarily talk about. We typically talk about networking, something like, you know, something along those lines.
Right.
But today I think you want to talk about, and I do think there's no question that there's a networking component to this idea of giving back.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think successful businesses have an obligation to put back into the community from which they draw. And BNI came to that conclusion pretty seriously 10 years ago. As a matter of fact, interestingly enough, this is the 10th year anniversary for us in the creation of our own foundation, the BNI Meisner Foundation. Thanks. And it's been exciting, and it's a great way to put back into the community by, you know, creating a small foundation that focuses on something that you think is important within the community.
Now, my organization has adopted three organizations that we contribute to every year.
Yeah.
And one of them is the Arnold Palmer Hospitals in Orlando, the Women's and Children's and Infants Hospitals down there. Another one is the Wounded Warriors, and also homes for, what is it, homes, somebody will tell me this in a minute, where they build homes for wounded veterans. Those are just some of the ones we do. But now we just do those, we just write those people a check every year.
Mm-hmm.
And but you've actually gone one step further and created a foundation.
Yeah,
tell us about that.
We've created a small foundation, and it's a great thing to do for small companies. It's amazing. Create a foundation of your own by going through community foundations, particularly in the United States, although they are all over the world. There are foundations that are called community foundations, and they're very large foundations that, in effect, create underneath them sub-foundations or smaller foundations. And really what it is a fund underneath the big parent foundation. Our parent foundation is the California Community Foundation, which has been around for almost 90 years. Peter Drucker, before he passed away, named the California Community Foundation one of the top 10 foundations in the world. And so we associated with them, and our foundation.
What was the advantage of associating with them?
Huge. If you're a small business and you really have a charitable focus, you want to help the community. It takes close to $500,000 to $1 million to create your own foundation, a viable foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we didn't have that kind of money.
Most of us don't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a hunk of change, and so
yeah, I'd have to get that out of two pockets, not just one pocket.
With most foundations, community foundations, you can create a fund within the foundation for.
So you can sort of glom on to what they already have.
Yep.
And split yours off of it and still use the money the way you want it to be used?
For the most part, that's correct. And it takes as little as $10,000 to $25,000, depending on the foundation, where you can create your own fund and look, feel, and smell like your very own foundation. And that's the direction that we went. There are limitations, however, in the use of the money. Generally speaking, with most community foundations, you can only cut a check to another 501c3 or public organization.
Which is probably a good practice. Hold on to that thought, Ivan. We're going to come back and explore this foundation thing a little bit more. Folks, this is very interesting. I've got some questions that I hope are the questions you've got on your mind for Ivan, and we'll do that right after these messages. 20 till, here's Billy, Dusty, and Frank to take us out. We're back at 17 till. Little Fleetwood Mac for you coming back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and have a great visit with our good friend Dr. Ivan Meisner. We're talking about foundations, and I'm learning some stuff here, folks. I hope you are too. By the way, folks, Ivan was telling us this is the 10th year of his foundation. Congratulations, Ivan. That's great. You know, I was talking to some people that I admire very much. A business executive that I admire very much, and his name is Paul Sarvati. He's the founder and the chairman of Administaff, which is one of our sponsors. But just in the interest of full disclosure, but he said this to me. I heard him say this. He said, back when we didn't know if we were going to make it or not. Years and years ago, 18 years ago. We didn't know if we were going to make it. We certainly didn't know what we were going to wind up looking like. We didn't know we were going to go public, that kind of thing. He said, we knew that we wanted to give back. And he said, even when we didn't know how we were going to make it, we decided to make a commitment to giving back. And we started doing that. He said, we started giving back to the community. Even when we almost needed the charity, we almost needed to receive it ourselves. And I thought, you know, that really impressed us.
Yeah.
And even though my organization, my wife and I, even though we've always, have given like that, it really challenged us. That was really a challenge for us.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of, in those days, that's certainly how we felt. That, maybe somebody should be throwing us a bone. And we said, even though we don't, regardless of what's going on, we should be giving back. And so that was a good challenge for us.
And there's always people more needy than you.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly, my wife and I felt that way. For the first 10, 11 years of BNI, we contributed, as we had money available, we would contribute. But what we wanted to do 10 years ago, because finally the business really started to make a little more money than we were making as a salary. We had extra money. And that's where we decided that we wanted to do a foundation, because the beauty of that, or to create a fund underneath the foundation, as we were talking about, it would enable us to accumulate money to do bigger projects down the road. Because we were giving away maybe $5,000, $10,000 a year, but we wanted to give away more. And one of the best ways to give away more money is to allow it to accumulate so that you can pick and choose projects. You might pick a $50,000 project this year and only a $10,000 or $20,000 project the next year.
So how does the foundation help?
The foundation allowed us to do that.
How does a foundation help you do that?
Well, because we spent the first two or three years, our goal was to give away 10% of whatever was in there. So we were putting in usually $30,000 to $50,000 after the first year. First year was about $10,000. So that means we were actually giving away $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 every year, but we were putting in $30,000 or $40,000.
Okay.
And so it accumulated to the point now where we have close to a couple of $100,000 in the foundation, and we very routinely give away every year to directly to charities $20,000.
All right,
at one point,
so
that's all we're putting in.
All right, and so and that's great. And
now,
so the,
now let me
but
just
how
tell
does
you
the how does the foundation give you the structure? I mean, why do you the foundation shelters that money from it becoming being your asset and it being taxable by you, right? Is that what it does?
That's correct, and it's in a full 501c3
right.
charitable organization, which is what the IRS recognizes as a true charitable.
So you're able to put that over there, and rather than giving it to another group that would be like that, which we're doing right now,
right?
You actually are building your own foundation that is protected. You can't get your hands on it really, and
nope.
except to give it away. The money has to go to another charitable organization, right?
That's
qualified charitable organization.
Correct.
But because of the size that it requires to have a good foundation, you needed to glom onto, so to speak, that's not a good word, but to attach yourself to this California Community Foundation.
Right, and there are community foundations in most major cities all around the world.
How would we find out about that?
Well, that's a great question. I would do a search on community foundation and then put your city in front of it.
Maybe I can get one of my crack staff here to start looking for that while we're talking about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, whatever city you're in, just put that name first and then put community foundation. And most community foundations
or state, maybe like the Texas California Community Foundation or something like that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Do a search and you'll find it. And it allows you to accumulate money to do larger projects. Last year was our biggest year for giving away mini grants. The BNI Meisner Foundation gave away $140,000.
Wow.
to charities.
Wow.
It was our
Congratulations.
Biggest year ever. Yeah.
Congratulations.
We feel great about it. And most of what we do are mini grants that go right to the teacher. Okay.
No administration.
Nope. So, and the mini grants.
That's what I like. Where the people not only give the money, but they volunteer their time.
And it goes right to the teacher who needs some particular project.
Mm-hmm.
And these are grants of about $1,000. So we did, about 140 grants or over 100 grants last year.
That's great. What a great story. And so now, at some point in time, did it ever occur to you to build this thing up and just work off the yield, just distribute the yield instead of the actual principal?
We do that on many years, although last year was a big year, and I'll give you a couple of reasons why when we get
all
back.
All right, hold on to that thought. Tintel, good stuff here from our good friend Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI, Business Network International, right after these messages. We've got a lot more to come. Stay with us, Tintel. Back at 7 till, I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI. Ivan, tell us about BNI.
BNI is a business and professional networking organization. We allow one person per profession. Our members get together every week and pass each other referrals. Last year, the organization passed 5.5 million referrals that generated about $2.2 billion worth of business.
How many groups and how many people?
We're now in 37 countries with about 105,000 members worldwide.
Now, folks, when Ivan started on my show back in about 1999, I think he was like about a mere shadow of that total.
Very true.
And so he's really worked hard, he and his organization. Ivan, it just reminds me of what my grandmother used to say about the cream. It always rises to the top.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Now, the efforts that you put out, the genuineness, the genuine way you lead your organization, watching your organization grow has been one of the fun things for me to see, and I'm proud of you.
Well, thanks. It's been fun. We really, our theme this year is changing the way the world does business, and we really feel like we're helping to do that all around the world.
I believe you are. And folks, we've been talking about this foundation that Ivan and his wife Beth founded 10 years ago, and Ivan told me on the break, folks. One of the things that they did, this foundation gave 140 away last year. I want you to tell the audience what you did in Sri Lanka.
Well, the biggest project we did last year was in Sri Lanka, and it was as a result of the tsunami from a couple of years ago.
Right.
We helped build a school.
A school, ladies and gentlemen. Tell them what it cost.
In Sri Lanka, it cost only $25,000 to build an entire preschool. It was a preschool program.
Think about this, folks. How would you like to go to bed at night knowing that you provided a building where little children could feel safe and could learn? I mean, would that rock you to sleep or what, Ivan?
Well, it did for Beth and I. We felt pretty good.
It makes me want to hug you, and I don't usually want to do that, Ivan. So congratulations, good for you, folks. This is the kind of stuff. And here's the thing, folks, you can do this too. And what you need to do is called directed giving, right? Is that the technical term?
That's it. You create a what's called a donor-advised fund within a community foundation, and then you do directed giving. You say, I'd like this money that I'm contributing to go to this cause or that cause, and then mm-hmm. as long as it's going to another charity or public school or a legitimate church, they can direct the fund.
Mm-hmm. And so, folks, there's quite a bit of administration, a lot of auditing. These 501c3s are really heavily audited and regulated. So that's the reason why you need this larger organization to attach yourself to, right?
Yeah. Do you know how much accounting I have to do for the foundation?
How much?
None. Zero.
Wow.
They do it all. And they do take a very small percentage.
I was going to say, what's the load for that?
It's probably about overall something like 3%. I mean,
that's a deal. That's a heck of a deal not to have to worry about anything.
It gets better. At least the California Community Foundation. I can't speak for all, but it gets better because they invest the money.
I was going to ask you.
The money that they make, mm-hmm. they give to that fund. So
right.
I'll make money on the fund during, not me personally, but the foundation will make money on the fund during the year, even after administrative expenses, and all that money goes right back in to give out to charity.
So your money that's in there, though, is it invested? Do they invest that for you?
They do.
Do you get money? Do you get the yield on that directly, or are you just part of a cooperative? I meant the foundation. Do you get money back a proportionate amount back on your amount of money, or do you share? How does that work?
The foundation gets money back proportionate to the investment.
Right. Okay. So they invest it for you. They do the auditing, the maintenance, all that stuff. That's a great deal. Directed giving, folks. What's the website in California?
The California Community Foundation website is calfund.org.
Calfund. So here's what you got to do, folks. If you can't find it online on Google or anything, which I was having trouble doing earlier. Go to that website, contact those people and tell them, you know, look, I live in Colorado or Maine or Florida or Mississippi or whatever, and is there a fund like this in my state? How do I find these people? I bet they know.
Oh, I'm sure they would know, and they would be willing to probably open up funds for people outside of the
really?
Area. I know they have funds outside of California.
Well, you've set a bar for me and my folks and my family, Ivan, and of course, we're planning on contributing to your foundation this year, but you've set a bar for us. That's something for me to aspire to, and I appreciate the influence that you are on so many people.
Thanks, Jim. You know, Beth and I feel like we may not be able to make a world of difference, but we can make a difference in the world, and the
you
foundation
made a difference.
Helps us do that.
One at a time, Ivan. One at a time. Thank you very much for being here. Ivan Meiser, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.